Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. Have you noticed how many differing opinions there are out in the world these days? Every time you turn on the news, somebody is airing what they think about this issue or that. They no sooner get the words out of their mouth than somebody else is chiming in from a completely different perspective, calling the first person ignorant and foolish. I'm sure that people have always been opinionated. In fact, at the root of most wars is simply a difference of opinion. One world leader believes the land next to them should be annexed into their country, while the current occupiers believe differently. The next news cycle begins with war is declared by those two countries, and the next opportunity to fight for one's opinion suddenly erupts. We tend to be willing to fight over just about anything. Even churches are not immune from significant fighting. When half a church prefers the color blue, while the other is determined it should be green, that church is headed for a confrontation. Some disagreements are over important matters, like whether or not babies should be killed. Many differences are not that important, like whether the pizza should be thin crust or original. Though everyone may have their own preference, many disagreements can and should be avoided simply by acknowledging their relative insignificance. From the grand scheme, will it really matter if we served Coke or Pepsi? Seemingly more than ever, people want the right to hold to their own opinion and not have it criticized. They are generally acceptable in allowing you your beliefs as long as you don't question theirs. There are, of course, those whose belligerence defies all reason. But on the whole, the average person just wants the freedom to claim their own truth. Now, that is where the real rub occurs. The truth. What really is the truth? You say what you believe is the truth, but I believe that my position is based on the truth. How can there be two truths? And if everyone has their own truth, we're talking about millions of truths. It seems to me that if everyone can come up with their own truth, then there really is no truth. Psychologists have had us chasing our tails in this debate for years. They have encouraged us to allow each person to come to their own understanding of the truth. The result is what we have today, where young people no longer know basic math skills because there is no longer a set standard for truth in math. Many today can't even determine what they really are. In trying to determine their true identity, they have subjected themselves to questioning even their own God-determined sex from birth. Truth has become elusive. Gratefully, there is a solution to the problem. The truth has never changed. It has always been clearly discerned in God's Word, the Bible. The Apostle John wrote in 2 John 1:2, "For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." John knew that because he had put his trust in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, the truth now dwelled inside of him. Until we come to believe that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, as declared in John 14:6, the real truth will continue to elude us and defy us. It's so reassuring to know that we can know beyond any shadow of a doubt not only what the truth is, but who the truth is. God bless you today. I love you.